Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Hans Zimmer. That is a lovely tune by the one and only Hans Zimmer, who we have commissioned to write the opening theme song for Drinking Bros Fake News. D'Anthony, how are you today?
I think we should get a new song written by R. Kelly.
Ah, yeah, he's not doing anything right now, and he's got plenty of time on his hands in jail.
So. Yeah, and he's probably pretty hydrated, too.
Really hydrated.
Which is important for the kind of videos he makes.
Goddamn right. Let's get this set wet, Jabes. Did you watch the R. Kelly doc?
Yeah. Oh, the like 20-parter, whatever, yeah. Surviving R. Kelly, 100%.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was really good.
A lot of liquid in that doc.
It was one of those things when I watched it, it was like, oh, remember that? Like, yeah. We just kind of...
Well, we didn't.
Before
Chappelle.
That doc, though, he was out.
Yeah.
Free.
What if he...
pissing on people.
What if he made his own doc, but for some reason he kept getting interviewed while he's in the bathroom peeing? He's just like looking back over his shoulder, pissing, and the guy's asking him questions and shit.
Like, what's the
issue? And
then
they don't address it in the entire thing. The producers don't address it. Nobody.
No. Yeah.
I like performance art. That's why I like Kanye, because... I think he is sane and smart and having fun. Honestly, I really think that he's...
I will fight you on this.
Because otherwise, I think the Kardashians would fucking... You can tell they're the fakest people on earth.
Yeah.
And if they were... Like, you can tell that they're faking this shit. Like, Kim's concern about his mental health and shit. It's totally
nowhere
fame.
Near her husband, right?
Yeah.
Very concerned about his mental health.
Yeah.
From L.A., though, she's worried about him in Wyoming.
Yeah.
But he can for sure stay the fuck over
there. It's all feigned, so that I don't think it's real. Because they're not good enough at acting, you know what I mean, to fake it.
Or do you think they see it as just another opportunity? Don't you think that Kris Jenner is like, whatever comes her way, she literally just finds a way?
I don't know. I mean, you definitely can... question the motives of someone that would let their underage daughter get plastic surgery. I feel like that's probably not a good sign.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that underage daughter is now a billionaire.
Yep.
But like, she was kind of ugly.
Well,
and now
whatever
she's hot.
Whatever they did to her, congratulations. Release the book. Release the formula. Whatever you injected into Kylie Jenner. Congratulations. Let's give it to ugly girl all over the world. Is that too much? Did I go too far?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably just Juvederm or Restylane.
Well, whatever it is. Whatever that Juvederm recipe is. Yeah, Juvederm.
Juvederm?
Yeah. Is it like make you Jewish? What is
no,
that?
No, it's blood from the Holocaust. Mm. They actually injected into
into your lips. Yep.
Interesting.
You can live through anything is the slogan of Juvederm. Totally kidding. Have no idea. Whatever they're doing there at the Kardashian household, though, it's working because they're all fucking smoke shows now, you know? You can even take the big one, OJ's kid, Chloe. What do you think? What do you reckon she is? 6'2", 6'3"?
I think she's a cool 5'10".
Sasquatchian?
No, I think she looks taller.
Is she from Sasquatchia, by any chance? She's a tall drink. But they made her hot after all those years of being the duckling, you know? Now she's the hot one, you know?
Yeah.
They used to scream her name out to NBA players that dated her as a shame thing back in the day. And dead serious. At one game, who was she dating? Was it James Harden back in the day? And they were screaming her out, and they put a bunch of cutout heads in the crowd, and people were wearing her face.
That'd be funny to do.
It was ruthless.
That'd be funny to do now at a baseball game.
Fill up all the stands with Kardashian heads?
Yeah. Like if it was Chipper Jones... You could just put his ex-wife, a picture of his ex-wife all over the place there.
Man.
Or maybe they'll do that at the Masters. And you could just put...
Tiger Woods' porn stars all over the Masters?
The Waffle House waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Or just put like Waffle House signs everywhere.
He didn't discriminate. He was...
No, he
everyone.
Just wanted to fucking sling yogurt, man. He didn't give a shit where it landed.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't go gay, to be honest.
Well,
like after
it's never too late.
After you're slinging that much dick for that long with impunity, like... You get wild, man. Shit gets wild. So you got to. He's probably into dudes now. That's why he's so quiet about it, because he didn't want to get outed.
Maybe.
Tiger Woods is gay.
You get bored.
Maybe.
You know, just like watching the same porn over and over. You start to, you know.
And quick update for our listeners out there. For the Tiana Trump episode that we did on Drinking Bros, the lovely porn star who was on our show, who came this close to outing the NBA superstar who is gay.
Oh.
She said, look, man.
that, because this clip has been going gangbusters on the internet for us, and unintentionally. I mean, we did that show, I think, a year ago. I don't know why it's taking off now, but whatever, man. It went wild, and everybody was asking who the NBA player was. She did tell Dan and I after the show was over, she was like, dude, if that episode would have went 10 more minutes, I just would have named him. I just would have named the player. And I was like, fuck, man. So I'm pissed off about it.
Right.
What made me think about it is this is a Easter egg for our audience and our day one homie listeners. I can tell you this.
If you can guess it, I will reach out to you privately and give you some kind of award.
Yep.
But in public, we will never admit it.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the Easter egg I can give you. He is currently still playing in the NBA playoffs, if that helps. Now, there's, I think, 8 teams left, Dan. So, if you know it now, congratulations. You're a real fucking homie, a real hombre on this one. Let's get to the fake news, shall we? Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler is moving. Apparently, appeasement does not work with terrorists. Folks, we'll come back to that in a minute, but remember those words. Ted Wheeler, the semi-conscious mayor of the People's Republic of Portland, has long been an apologist of the Antifa
bullshit.
Well, it's the anti-everything, like anti-government, anti-fucking police, what do you call it, the Summer of Love? he's anti-everything except for free sex and violence is what he's... anti, like everything. Mm. I didn't know he was against Antifa.
You know? No, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
No, okay, he's an apologist of Antifa. Like he among others have essentially denied they even exist. Like Jerry Nadler.
Man,
it's a myth.
Yep.
He kept saying it's a myth. Like, is it a myth? Because some dude just got shot in the face by a guy that has Antifa on his fucking social media. So maybe it's probably not a myth. Jerry, you fucking midget.
It's weird, man. There was a guy on Facebook who said that he was blacklisted from this thing that I'm friends with. That same said that you're a member of Antifa, or you support Antifa, and he goes, it doesn't even exist. The people that deny that Antifa exists are fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Just that crazy. Because I've seen that going around on Facebook. The other thing with Ted Wheeler, like, get this guy out of there. I don't know if he's up for re-election this fall. But if he is, get him the fuck out of there, dude.
Well, even the lefty groups are calling for his resignation at this point. I mean, he spent the last, 3 or 4 months marginalized. Not just then. Portland's had this problem for a while now. Mm-hmm. He spent probably several years marginalizing the impact as one after another of these assholes fucking attacks people and burns buildings down and shit like that. And then he has the audacity to turn down the fucking National Guard help to get a city under control, which he clearly can't do. He also wants to defund police and blame it all on Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's your fucking city.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah, man. This is going to continue to happen in a lot of these cities. And, you know, now he's moving because people are showing up at his house. And he claims that it's for his neighbors, not for his own personal safety, which is a crock of shit. By the way, I was looking up the price of Ted Wheeler's condo in Portland, $840,000?
Yeah, it's funny. So he did all that stuff, right?
How much does the mayor make that he can afford?
Well, I'm sure he was rich before, right?
Yeah, you're not able to run a campaign unless you...
I mean, it's
have a little bit of cash.
For mayors,
especially. Fuck, man, it's weird.
Yeah, he's... this guy's like supported all the right shit that the left wanted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All the fucking beta nonsense. Like, oh, you can't fucking look at me that way. It's offensive or whatever the fuck is going on here. He sucked BLM's dick this whole time. Ignored Antifa. Let a city burn down. He agreed to defund the police. Openly criticized first responders on a regular basis. And still, they came into his house and tried to set it on fire.
Yep.
Appeasement does not work with terrorists, folks, and that's what this is. These people are fucking domestic terrorists, and they need to be thrown in Guantanamo Bay. Not even for interrogation. Just leave them there. Or tie a big rock around their neck and toss them out into the fucking ocean. Either way. Like, this is what we do with terrorists. We fucking kill them.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious because Portland, in my opinion, has changed the course of this election so far. Because of the violence in Portland that you're seeing night after night after night, it has changed the entire course of this election, where people are like, maybe I wasn't going to vote for Trump because I was sick of his bullshit. And you're seeing this on the news every night. And now everybody's worried that this is going to happen to their city. And they should be. Portland, Seattle, shit, man. Even L.A. Did you see the shit that was going on there? Homeboy drove that car through a shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it wasn't it like a new shoes. It was like one of those retro shoe stores on Melrose Avenue. Mm-hmm. He drove his car right through over the sidewalk, right through the window, perfectly in the middle of that shoe store so they could steal shoes. And it's like people are afraid that this is going to happen in their city, and they should be.
So devil's advocate, though, what do you say to people that are like, but this is happening during Trump's presidency?
Here's what I say is, look, they've denied help. They, like Dan said, they've denied the National Guard.
Okay.
They want to come in there and clean out all this shit. Same with Seattle and Chaz or Chop or whatever the fuck we're calling it now. They've denied help. These mayors are like, no, it's fine. It's fine. And the citizens that live there look the other way. They're just like, huh, that's downtown Portland. Or that's just downtown Seattle. It's crazy, isn't it? We just don't go down there anymore.
And you think if he's reelected, he will force them to take help? Or help?
No, I think that Portland and Los Angeles and a large other portion of California, including the Bay Area and Seattle, I think they're lost to us. And I don't think we should focus any more attention on them.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah.
In San Francisco as well, man. I'm done with it. I can see LA heading the same route.
Because yeah, they just see Biden, as we know and as you guys talked about, shifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his shift now is
stop the violence.
Well, exactly what you guys are saying. So he's now very focused, mm-hmm. Portland, Seattle,
yeah.
Los Angeles, whereas you're saying we should probably just not even fucking talk about it or think about it.
Yeah, I'm with Dan on this one. Like, let it burn, man. If that's what you want, let it burn.
Yeah.
I don't care. If you don't want help from the government, let it burn.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can really do for someone until you'd have to let go. You know what I mean? People,
they do have
states, whatever it is. Like, if the government's not going to cooperate and keep their area safe and a functioning part of American society, and they continue to elect people who produce that kind of outcome, like Lori Lightfoot, for example, terrible fucking mayor. She's fucked that city up so bad. And forget about security and all the people dying. They are in the worst economic shape they've been in since the goddamn Great Depression in Chicago right now.
And I was going to say Chicago is
completely
going through
fucked.
It as well. New York is also going through it as well. Like, the homeless are back.
Yes.
The streets are filled
crime
with garbage.
Is up. Yep. It's back to pre.
It's pre-Giuliani? Back to the 90s. Yeah. Back to the 90s again. And it's a shame because they did a great job of cleaning up New York. It did a great job of cleaning up Los Angeles. Now, San Francisco was beautiful. There was never really a problem with San Francisco. And then it all went to fucking shit, literally, in the shit police
poop.
Who have to clean up.
It went to poo-poo.
Poop City.
I call them the poo police because alliteration, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
We're all writers here.
Yeah. That's WDBD. Weird. Poop City out there is their radio station. That's their local station out there.
Poop police.
I'm fine with it. Let it all fucking burn, and then maybe people will change their mind and be like, you know what? We should elect someone else to be in office. For example, the next story, Nancy Pelosi, another San Franciscan.
San Franciscan, yeah.
Siskin, sure. Yeah,
nice. San Franciscan.
Sure.
Very cis.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi, if you heard the news or saw the video this week that went viral of her getting her hair done while the entire state's salons are still shut down, is now saying that she has been set up by the owner of the store.
The
brass on her
Yeah.
is amazing, isn't it?
Well, what does she mean by set up, I guess, is what I'm asking, because there's a lot of stuff going on here. So she took – what she said is, I take responsibility for falling for the setup, but said that the salon owes her an apology. So, you know, it's a little weird. It's a little weird. She says, I think the salon owes me an apology for setting me up, blah, blah, blah. And the salon owner apparently didn't want her there in the first place because of her political leanings.
Right.
So that's the case they're trying to make. This woman doesn't like Pelosi, didn't want her in her shop, and she showed up anyway. Here's the problem with all of that. She's breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
Like the shop owner straight up said to, and from in a press release from her attorney, like, yeah, I've been open since April. I don't give a shit about this law.
Right.
And, but Pelosi didn't, her Pelosi's excuse was she didn't know that was the law.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's strange.
Now, did she get to have that? I can have that excuse. Sure, because I'm a dumb.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pelosi, and you're also not a politician who's in office
can
currently.
Can Pelosi have this? Well,
no.
You know, we've seen this kind of thing before. Chris Hansen to Catch a Predator, right?
Oh.
Are you saying that she's a predator?
I'm just saying all those people, you know, they were set up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that
I don't know. I don't touch kids.
Yeah, I'm sure that
owes them an apology.
I'm sure that that salon, this woman who doesn't like her, reached out and said, hey, please come get your hair done illegally.
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll open up. It's the law.
And that wouldn't be suspicious at all if some place you'd never been to it was soliciting you to come get your hair done illegally, right?
I do it every time. Anytime someone asks me, can I do your hair, I let them.
Here's the genuine shock I have behind this story in particular is I thought everyone in San Francisco was super liberal. So the fact that the owner of this salon was like, you know what, fuck you guys and fuck what you did to my business. Shutting everybody down here in the city all this time, and then you're gonna prance in before your MSNBC interview with Rachel Maddow to get your fucking old ass weave done. Like, fuck you,
to
dude.
To be
That's
fair,
great.
This person may have been very liberal before all this shit. And once your business actually gets affected, once you actually get affected by certain laws and policies, then you sort of go, oh.
Yeah.
Am I just blindly falling? But yeah, I mean, they may have been liberal before until their shit was shut down. I don't know.
Yeah. It's crazy to me, this whole fucking thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've talked about this in the past and I'll talk about it again. I'm starting to feel paranoid with all of these stories where I'm like, man, who's fucking lying here and what's right and what's wrong and who's being paid off and not paid off and all this other shit, right? Is it possible that there was a hit out on Pelosi where it's like, hey, man, let's give her a jangle and call her up and fucking lure her into the shop? Maybe.
No,
I don't know.
I 100% do not think that.
But think how much that footage is worth.
I just don't know if the okay.
For real.
She had been
TMZ
going there.
TMZ does it all the time.
She had been going there for years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and this is so the woman's name is Erica Kios, K-I-O-U-S. And apparently she's a single mother, and this is her only source of income. That's why she stayed open this whole time. She's got two young kids.
Uh-huh. And San Francisco is not cheap.
No, it's not.
And Pelosi had been going to her forever. I'm sure she called her. This has happened to me when I was doing hair. I'm sure Pelosi called her the night before.
It was her assistant.
Yeah.
Oh, Pelosi's assistant called
her.
Okay, gotcha.
Called probably at like maybe 9 or 10 the night before. Hey, can we get in at 7? Blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, you know what? You've always been a fucking bitch.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I believe that both things are true. She'd been going there for weeks, for months, whatever.
It doesn't seem like...
And she pissed somebody off.
It doesn't seem like... So this is what she said when asked about that particular... It wasn't about political party, necessarily. What she said was the fact that they did this, presumably she means shutting everybody's business down, and then she came in, it's like a slap in the face. That's why she didn't want her there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't because... She's a Democrat or she's the Speaker of the House or any of that bullshit. It's because you fucked me and my children over. Why would I do you a favor, especially when you're breaking the goddamn law?
Yeah.
I would have filmed the whole thing, too, and put it out on the internet. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, I agree. And I hope she got paid for that footage. I guarantee you she did. There's just no way. If you call and say, hey, man, I've got footage of Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done while the entire state of California is being shut down, that's at a minimum $50,000. Minimum, because that goes viral, and whoever had it first, you can trace that back. Whoever had it first, that footage is who paid the money, and I hope she cashed in. I hope she cashed the fuck in, that salon owner, because this all this stupid shit. None of this should have been shut down for this long. These people can't fucking work and they're losing their businesses. So I hope she cashed in and got that payday, son, that motherfucking cheddar. One other thing that I want to talk about here is I know it's not, we typically write the news. It's not in our notes today. It's the fucking Rock. Why don't we talk about the Rock today?
What, about having COVID?
Yes. And coming out and making a video saying me, my wife, and my fucking kids have COVID and we're on the other side of it now.
Yeah.
And talking about how serious is it, blah, blah, blah. You're scaring the world. Like, you're the fucking Rock. You have access to the best fucking healthcare in the world and all of this shit. Why do it now when it's we're kind of at the end of this shit? People are going to football games and all this other shit. If you're the Rock, why come out and make this fucking video right now?
Internet.
It scares the shit out of people.
Internet clout. That's all anybody does anything for anymore. People are fucking garbage. Every single one of them, including the three sitting at this table right now. We're all pieces of shit. We all have these, like...
But we can admit it.
No, I agree.
We all have these, like, very petty, base, fucking, just, like, bratty desires for attention and all this other bullshit, and it shows through in almost everything we do as human beings. We don't talk about it openly because it's fucking embarrassing to need somebody else or to feel like you need something when it makes somebody else feel weird about it or anything like that. Everybody's just socially ashamed of how they feel all the time, and people have... you know, naturally built up walls to prevent themselves from sharing that information at this point. That's why nobody can have a fucking honest conversation with anybody anymore. It's fucking nonsense, right?
Yeah. And you're right.
So now we just like seek that attention however we can.
Right.
Like just compliment some random dude and it'll be the happiest day of his fucking life. Male or female, give a man a compliment sometime and see what happens.
I do all the time.
It'll change, like it seriously changes his day because we're so used to not ever hearing anything good about ourselves, ever. It's weird like that. And I think it plays this social media culture that happened. I don't think this is what the intent was originally, but it seems obvious now what it turned into, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, of course it turned into this. Of course it turned into fucking Instagram thoughts and dudes fucking crying about whatever the fuck on camera or giving your fucking very detailed and historically accurate opinion of how things are going in the world right now, right? Everybody,
yeah.
Just give everybody a voice and add ignorance and insecurity to that, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
But here's the difference. Like, we can admit it. Like, you know, we host a fucking podcast, and that's what you tune into and all of that shit. With The Rock, I don't understand it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense right now.
No.
And he played football for University of Miami.
Yeah.
You should know, if you have the biggest social media following in the world, and The Rock does, he's number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the way around. And I meant combined numbers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all that shit. That when he goes out and says shit like this, it's going to scare the fuck out of people, especially people who are already afraid. And as Dan talked about on our show yesterday, with this new 6% theory of COVID and all this other shit... Why do it? Why don't you understand the importance of who you are and how big your voice is to go out there and scare the shit out of people? If you're fine, your wife is fine, your kids are fine, and you're on the other side of it, exactly like you said, why say anything and scare the shit out of people? I don't get it.
Oppression, oppression, FOMO.
Yes.
He didn't get to take part in this. Now I'm a corona survivor, man.
Yeah, because he was giving speeches. Yeah. Remember, very presidential. They
somehow
felt
that,
like.
Somehow that validates
things
about me. If there's any kind of bullshit going on in political life or social life, in the national discourse, in the fucking, and whatever you want to call it, and you're not involved somehow, then you can't really speak to it. You're like, oh, fucking, yeah, a couple of my friends, what do you know about that? And it makes people feel weird to not have some experience in what's going on right now. That's what FOMO is. And he's got it.
Yeah.
The richest, so that...
That's crazy.
The richest
to me,
dude in Hollywood right now. And he's a good dude, by the way. This is not to denigrate The Rock in any way. This is just to say that all of humanity is trash.
Yeah.
Here's another theory. Is there some kind of celebrity center in or around California, probably someplace in Arizona, that celebrities can go and just sort of get it? They're taken care of. It's very secretive. They could just get it.
So that way they
can kind of move on with their life if they'd like to disclose it. This is all funded by Democrats.
I guarantee you, if there was a celebrity center where you could go get COVID and then talk about it and show your positive test on camera, Alyssa Milano would have paid top dollar.
Oh, yeah. I watched that video again last night of her pulling out her hair.
She did.
Like, that's a normal amount of hair.
It's a normal amount of hair. And like I said before, she had 3 negative tests, and that was not fucking good enough for her.
No.
She had to know, because she really felt in her heart that she had it,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And so she had to, and she did essentially probably pay. I paid in Beverly Hills like $200 to get a test. I bet if I gave him, and it was cash, so I bet if I gave him a couple hundred more,
yep,
it could have been positive.
Give me a positive real
Whichever
quick.
Whichever one I wanted.
I'll make you one right now for a couple of Percocet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'll give you
Why, are
that.
You holding? Yeah.
No, no, I need.
Wants it yeah. for me.
Fuck out of here.
No, we all know who's holding here.
I wouldn't exactly. sell my favorite drugs.
No.
I wouldn't
no.
sell.
Those you're gonna keep.
I wouldn't
yeah.
sell acid or Percocet or fucking Adderall. None of that stuff.
No,
I would only
no.
consume it.
Yeah, yeah.
So only cops, if you're out there and you're coming for me, just know that I'm gonna consume it.
He's gonna go Juice World and swallow all that shit.
Yeah.
Die on the plane, man, before you can get to it. That'll bring us to our next sponsor. If you're gonna die, our first sponsor, might as well die in a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Finest mattresses in the land. You will sleep like a midget on Quaaludes on these goddamn things. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today, where they are running a 30% bundle package. 30% off. That's right, kids. 30% off the bundle package for Labor Day. Say you've been working hard. Yeah, you've been out there in the fields, man. Fucking working, dude. Growing plums. Maybe you've been picking plums off the tree all day long. You need to rest your weary bones on a mattress. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Or let's just say you have really saggy balls and they're huge, and your other plums need to lie down on a cooling mattress. They got a cooling mattress there that's 15 degrees cooler than the rest of your house. How do they do it? I don't fucking know. Maybe they got people in Antarctica working. However they're doing it, it's the best in the biz. They also got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And the deals of the 30% off bundle packages is still good with that. So you can bundle it up. Save $35 a month. You're sleeping in comfort and fucking living your best life at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. As always, if you're a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or you work in the government, you always get 30% off everything. So take your time. Go get just one pillow. Put it between your legs to sleep at night, and you get 30% off that. Next up, Edward Snowden. What, Japes?
Why did you gasp?
What did you gasp at? Edward Snowden?
No.
What? Say it.
Taco Bell is removing the Mexican pizza?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
They fucked
that red sauce
up everything, brah. Come on, man. We did a whole show on Drinking Bros about Taco Bell.
I'm sorry.
To Taco Bell. They were removing 8 items from the menu, Jesse, and that was months ago.
I'm sorry. Someone just said it on here.
Yeah, dude.
Carry on.
Come on, Jesse. Come on, man. This is the news. You've got to be on top of it. Matter of fact, grab your stuff and get off the set. Go right now. If you didn't know that about Taco Bell, go.
No.
Go.
No.
Go right now. Yep. Yep. Time for you to go. Time for you to move.
It.
Ah, damn it, Jesse. Get your stuff and go. It's time, Jesse. It's time.
All right.
All right. Grab your stuff. She didn't know about the Taco Bell things being removed from the menu. She has to leave. I have knocked over everything. Jesse, grab all of your things and get out of here right now. You know how we feel about Taco Bell on this show. We will wait. Everybody who's watching on YouTube, we will wait until she has left the set. Damn it all. If you're going to be on here reporting the fake news, you better know about it. You better know about that pizza, Jabes.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Can I leave?
Yeah, I had.
Get out of here, Dan. You get out of here, too. You didn't know about the pizza? We talked about it.
Not the Mexican pizza. That wasn't on the list, was it?
It was on the list. 8 items. Everything potato, too, is on the list. Edward Snowden. Has he been vindicated, Dan? That's everybody's talking about the possibility of Trump pardoning Edward Snowden. What do you think?
I don't know if he'll pardon him or not. I mean, so there's a federal terrorism case that was on appeal in the Ninth Circuit. And basically what happened was the now decades old.
Yep, nah, right through. Jesse, when we tell you to leave the set, we didn't tell you to walk right into the cameras. Take your stuff and go, Jesse.
That decades old metadata program that the NSA was running on all the phone calls coming in and out of the U.S. And internally in the U.S. Has been deemed illegal now by a federal court.
Really?
For the first time. Like, they just now, after 7 years of this case being in the court system, it was based on this terror fundraising case with four Somali immigrants. So they didn't overturn the conviction of the four terrorists because they felt like the data mining part played such a small role. Mm-hmm. They already knew who they were. They were just doing intercepts and shit after the fact. So they didn't overturn the conviction, but this has been this behavior that Edward Snowden first exposed has now been deemed illegal. So the court stopped short of calling it outright unconstitutional. I think that might be coming somewhere in the near future, but not only did they call it illegal, they also mentioned Edward Snowden a number of times.
Gotcha.
So I wonder to myself, has he been vindicated? Like,
what's your gut tell you on this?
I don't know.
You think he gets pardoned?
I don't know. Does being right get you off the hook for breaking the rules? I don't know what the answer to that is.
Man, I lean towards yes. And I think about you in situations like this. Because there's a lot of times where you'll just be like, fuck it. This is the right thing to do, and I'm going to fucking do it at no matter what cost. With Snowden, I would lean toward it, whereas before I wouldn't have, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this definitely helps his case a lot. But this is... this is like literally the exact program that he was complaining about.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He says, I guess it would have to go to trial probably. If he says he went up the chain of command and people wouldn't pay attention to him, then I'm not sure what else his recourse would have been.
Yeah.
And now there's whistleblower protection stuff, mm-hmm. right? So it's easier inside the organization, at least theoretically, to blow the whistle on things like that and run it up the chain of command. But there weren't those protections back then, and it's kind of like, you know, weed stuff. Like, yeah, weed's legal in California now, but there's still tons of people in prison for weed in California, even though it's been legal for years now.
Yeah, who is the district attorney there in California? I'm having a hard time remembering.
Well, the district attorney in San Francisco was Kamala Harris.
Ah, that's right.
Then
that's
she was the
right.
Attorney General.
Attorney
after
General,
that,
right? Yeah. I was just trying to remember who that was. Yeah, look, if I'm Trump, I probably pardon Snowden.
I would. Yeah, I think
at this point,
I mean, what's the purpose exactly of continuing to go after him? Is my question, I suppose.
Why spend the money, the time, the resources, and all that shit on this one dude? And, I could see this. I can definitely see this. Let him come back and bone again, you know? Get some American pussy. Maybe have him work for the government. Is that how it works?
I mean, sometimes, yeah. They have a lot of black hats working over there. But I think... So Obama commuted Bradley Manning's sentence.
Mm-hmm.
He served time, and then, the sentence was ultimately commuted, but Bradley Manning added nothing to the national discourse. All he did was expose...
No, I didn't understand that one.
All he did was expose active units and the grim reality of warfare, which we've known about for a while. The stuff that he posted was not shocking in any way to me. I don't know why. Honestly... It even got press other than him going to prison, which is where he should still be, frankly.
Right.
Or she now, I guess. So I don't...
Did something happen to Bradley?
Yeah, he got his dick cut off.
Ah, right? That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Became a little lady.
I don't know if... I don't know how you handle that, frankly. I really don't.
Getting your dick cut off or...
No, I don't know how you handle... I don't know how you handle the Snowden thing. Like, what's the precedent you're trying to set there? Like, if you do pardon him, then you really have to make a point of talking about how it's not like that anymore, and you can fucking go through the chain of command and shit like that. Otherwise, it's going to be, people are going to be fucking leaking shit to the press all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Man, thinking about it now, that's tough. That's tough. I'm not sure what happens. I know Trump has floated it, though, and I remember reading that story. And for those of you out there who are trying to float a boner this weekend, go to GetRoman.com/drinking bros. Best boner pills in the biz, kids. There's a reason why they have overtaken Viagra for the top spot in America for the best boner pills in the land. You can just go on a website. You don't have to go see a doctor anymore. You don't have to pull down your pants and shame and say, look at my flaccid penis. It doesn't work. Nope, no need. You go online, you get a free doctor visit there, and you're just checking off a couple boxes, and then blammo. Fucking whole bag full of boner pills just shows up in the mail 48 hours later. They're very quick there. Free shipping at GetRoman.com/drinking bros. And we talked about this throughout the week, and we're going to say it again. Our producer, Giorgio, has started an OnlyFans account called Just Giorgio. How many subscribers are you up to? There we go. Yep. There it is. Yep. Yep. Yeah, so here's the deal with that. With GetRoman.com/drinking bros, we're going to show you a before and after with our producer's penis, Giorgio, and it's going to be on his OnlyFans account. Mm-hmm. He's only looking for 20 subscribers. It's $5. And so you can see the before and after pics of his dick normal and then his dick on Roman. No one is offering you product service like that.
I think you've got to do...
customer service.
I think you've got to go a lot more granular with all this, frankly. Like, you have to narrow it down to what caused the boner, too, because we have to eliminate any possibility that you just get harder from some things, right?
Correct.
So we need a normal hard dick and a series of categories, so several different age groups, and
yep.
I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then, you know, any kind of fucking weird kinks you might have, just so we can rule those out as potential spikes. And then we'll add the drug in as the actual test, right? Once we have the constant defined.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely will. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, hammer the like button so we can beat this algorithm. Go to GetRoman.com/drinking bros today and get your boner on. Go to Just Giorgio on OnlyFans if you want to see if they actually work and see what his dick was like. Pre and post. And then one day it'll be pre and post op instead of pre and post boner for you, Giorgio. I have a feeling you'll chop that off and become a little lady one day. Now we're trying to circ somebody else live on air, but we'll see how that shakes out. Next up, an Australian woman was arrested for a lockdown protest. Was it a Facebook post?
Yeah, man. Emery King posted it yesterday.
Yeah. Friend of the show.
Yeah, and then Jared reposted it on Facebook somewhere, I think.
Yeah, share this story here, because this one I haven't heard of yet.
Well, basically what happened was Australia apparently has this law where you can't incite someone else to do a crime, right? It's very similar to something I mentioned on the show before a number of times, a case in the U.S. called Brandenburg v. Ohio, which kind of defines what the requirements are to inciting violence against someone, right? To get arrested for that.
Right.
And, you know, not to go off on a tangent, but it's kind of like, it has to be very specific. You have to be able to achieve the thing you're talking about. It has to be a specific group or a person, stuff like that. Anyways, this woman is trying to protest lockdown shit in Australia, right? That's what she wants to do.
Yep.
And she's pregnant. She looked like she was maybe 5-6 months pregnant, something like that.
Ooh, look at who knows their pregnant porn. Your prego porn.
It's just basic common human scent, our human intelligence there. Oh boy. So
could be a little baby. She could be 8 months.
Yeah. You know? So the police came in and confiscated all their electronic devices in the house and like arrested her in front of her children.
Because, really?
Because she tried to organize an event on Facebook to protest the lockdown.
Mm.
Man, like it hadn't even happened yet. All she did was make an event in Facebook. So she was arrested and taken to jail for a fucking post she made on the internet.
That's crazy, man. That's where we are, though.
Yeah.
That's where we are. Look, we'll be making an event post on Facebook after the show today. We are doing a live college football kickoff show in Austin, Texas from Whiskey Tango Foxtrots. It might be just a private drinking bros party. All you have to do is say drinking bros when you get to the door and you come in. We're going to be drinking all day before we go to the University of Texas opener down here, because we're in Austin, Texas now, but it's downtown. You can come have some beers, be on the show, and that'll be our first live show of the post-COVID, D'Anthony.
Yep.
So come out September 12th to Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Bar downtown. It is owned by a drinking bro, Austin Talley. Help support his business, man. All these small businesses need love right now. I know they've all been shut down for a while. Especially in Austin, I know they were making you serve food.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to buy like a bag of chips or something to get a fucking
beer.
Well,
that's how they started, right? So right. It was, you had to buy food. So they just started making, like giving out chips and like, no, it's got to be cooked food. So they made like
hot dogs,
fries and nuggets and hot dogs and shit. They're like, no, it's got to be like a hot dog is not a meal. Chicken nugget. Tell all the white women in this country that chicken nuggets aren't a meal.
Bro, tell every child in the country that chicken nuggets aren't a meal. I got two kids.
Are you out of your
all
fucking mind?
All they eat is chicken nuggets every single night, all day, all night. That's all children eat.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
It's chicken nuggets.
The whole thing. Anyways, back to this lady. So this is what the police said. Any gathering of this nature is in blatant breach of the chief health officer's directions and puts Victorian lives at risk. Those still thinking of attending the protest at Ballarat on Saturday can expect a swift and firm response from police. So the reason I bring this up is because over the last decade or so, the left has on a very regular basis used Australia as a good example of what gun control looks like. Right.
Right.
Like they had one mass shooting event in the 90s, banned all their guns, and now it hasn't happened again, even though murders actually went up by 200% the next 5 years. But whatever. People are just stabbing each other because you can kill somebody with your fucking hands, motherfucker.
That's what's happening in London as well.
Yeah. At any rate, people use them as like, oh, they're a paradigm of fucking, you know, modern policing and fucking gun laws. Well, this is what happens. And this is why I always say that liberty is more important than any individual life. Life, or losing a life is sad. Any death is sad to someone. And in general, it's not a great thing. Like, people die, sure, when they're old. But anybody that dies before their quote-unquote time, that's always a sad event. And we should do whatever we can to mitigate unnecessary death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do it. We invest in medicine. We fucking at least try to tell people to be healthier and shit like that. We try to protect people with police and fire and EMS and all this other bullshit. Within reason, though.
Yeah.
Right? We should do what's within reason. If we find... Like, technically speaking, the safest form of sex is abstinence, right? Not sex.
Yeah.
And the safest form of guns in society, technically speaking, when it comes to each other, all of us, is no guns. But that is not how things are. Disarming the public is the first step that we've seen over and over again, dozens of times in human history over the last 200 years. And when the this is the point. When the government no longer fears its people, mm-hmm. It no longer works for its people, right? It begins to work for itself. And that's what you're seeing in Australia right now. The government is saying, we know better than you. And it is better for us to not look bad in public and assume more power over you because we control your financial situation now than it is to allow you to be free. And that's what liberty is all about. And you only find liberty in one spot, and it's on the other side of a lot of fucking bloodshed. And a lot of bloodshed has happened to bring us to where we are today. And in a lot of different ways, right? So this whole disarming of the public thing.
Yeah.
This if you're curious what the left's plan with all that was, frankly. You can see it right here. This is exactly what it is. It's exactly what the shutdown stuff is. It's all the same stuff. Like, we want more control. We want more of the money. We want more of the power. And frankly, you're not going to get it. It's just not going to happen. These people are going to get hammered in November. They don't see it. The funniest part to me is they don't see it coming right now. The left in this country, even down ballot, is about to get butt fucked big time. This is going to be like the 2014 shift or the 2010 shift for Republicans. Like, it's going to be bad for the left, and they have no idea that it's coming. They're in fucking complete denial right now. And it's kind of funny, to be honest, because I can't wait to see it happen.
So since that is part of your prediction, let me ask you this. Do you think Republicans take back the House and the Senate? I mean, they have the Senate right now.
Yeah.
Well,
they're not going to lose the Senate. And Trump is going to for sure win. I think he probably gets somewhere in the neighborhood of 370 electoral college votes, something okay. like that. And
you only need what, 270 to win?
Yeah, 270. Yeah. But
do you get the House too? Do the Republicans take back the House?
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't even know if it matters at this point, because you need a supermajority to get any real shit done. Like, you have to be able to bypass a cloture vote, which it requires 60 votes in the Senate, right?
Right.
To be able to do anything.
Right.
You can have, if you have a, here's what I'm saying. Even if they get a majority in the House and it's 51% or whatever it happens to be, it's not really going to matter, because they won't be able to get anything done. Because once that happens, once they have both houses, the Democrats and Senate will require cloture votes on everything, provided there aren't 60 Republican votes.
Gotcha.
So nothing. Well, it'll be another version of the do nothing Congress that we're familiar with over the last fucking what, 15 or so years now, 16
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be that. Nothing at all will get done in Trump's first term, or his the first half of his second term, and maybe if they can message well enough to let people know that the reason nothing's getting done is because of these assholes,
mm-hmm.
maybe they get a supermajority, but I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. Our next sponsor is FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros. That'll help you see.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's spending time in front of screens these days, kids. Before the pandemic, the on average for Americans in front of screens, that's computers, televisions, iPhones, iPads, you name it, was 11 hours a day. If you feel like you're losing your eyesight, it's because you're staring at fucking screens all day and that goddamn blue light. These glasses help reflect it and will save your eyes, dude. We use them all the time. We use them so much that everybody who comes here steals these fucking glasses every yep. time. So please stop stealing our goddamn Felix Gray glasses, because we have to go on and use our own promo code at FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros. They've got a million styles. It's better than a fucking lens crafters up in that bitch. And if you need a prescription, throw in another $20 and they'll do it for you. Go to FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros. That's FelixGray.com. FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros. Best in the biz, dude. Best in the biz, D'Anthony.
Yep. Big fan.
Huge fan of those guys. Next up, California passes Bill SB 145. What is it, you ask? There's a lot of confusion and wild speculation out there right now about SB 145, and here's what it really means. Currently in the state of California, if you are within 10 years of a person who's 14 to 17, engaging in vaginal sex with them is illegal, but the judge is not mandated to force you to register as a sex offender. So a 24-year-old can fuck a 14-year-old girl, essentially, and the judge can decide not to force them to register. This is not the case with regard to anal or oral sex. And State Senator Scott Wiener, which that name is too good to be true.
Yeah.
In a case
and
like this.
And he's gay, too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good for him. Scott Wiener believes that this is discriminatory towards the gay community because of butt stuff and muff diving, I guess.
Right, yeah.
So to be clear, the statutory rape charge still exists and is prosecuted after sentencing. A judge can decide whether or not to make them register. That's the difference. The crime still exists.
Right, so this guy...
Whether or not they're a registered sex offender.
This guy...
Sex offenders.
This guy... this elected Senator
Wiener
in the state of California, which, you know, comes as no surprise. He looked at a set of laws that allows a judge to not force a 24-year-old man fucking a 14-year-old girl or boy, basically. Well, I guess in this case, our 24-year-old man or woman fucking a 14-year-old girl or boy, provided it wasn't forcible rape, to register as a sex offender. And his first thought was, why don't we extend this courtesy to gay people as well?
Yeah.
Not let's protect children. I mean,
yeah.
Like, your first instinct is to be like, oh, that's not fair. I should be able to fuck 14-year-olds too.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he just said with his fucking mouth and his words and his deeds. So
it's
he
the
also,
worst.
The
fucking
this,
worst.
This might actually be even worse. So, by the way, all these memes going around that California's legalized pedophilia is not true. It's nonsense. And all the people posting that are fucking assholes, frankly. Anyways, what was kind of worse to me, and the most tone-deaf part of this, is that he said, or he maligned the fact that being on the sex offender registry can ruin somebody's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what else ruins lives?
What's that, Dan?
Being raped as a child.
There it is. There it is, yeah.
All right?
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know. He must be either the dumbest motherfucker on earth, or he's simply an apologist for pedophiles, man. I mean, the very reason for your strength in this species, in the human species, and maybe in all species, is to protect what's close to you, right?
Mm.
Like, to protect your DNA, essentially. Your wife who bears your children, and your children who fucking carry on your legacy. And then we've expanded that to, you know, smaller groups, and then larger groups, and so on. Now we're very patriotic with our countries or religions. It's always tribalism, right? But biologically speaking, the number one imperative for a man is to take care of his fucking family, right?
Yeah.
So your complaint is that there aren't enough categories of people who can prey on children. Got it.
Yeah.
That dude doesn't deserve to breathe the air that he's breathing right now.
No. And California can't stop losing with all of this shit. Why are all these fucking people from California is what I
have
just don't
no
understand.
Idea. This is like one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
It's crazy.
Like, the whole thing about California legalized pedophilia, that's just hyperbole. The reality of the situation is just as shocking and fucked up because it's a gateway for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all they're doing is slowly normalizing aberrant behavior, right? And then the next thing will be like, well, I mean, a 13-year-old knows what the fuck, and then it'll be a 12-year-old,
yeah,
right? Like, get the fuck out of here. All these people need to fucking die. What the fuck are we doing?
Unfortunately, they live forever, and that's how it works, D'Anthony. It sucks. Fucking sucks. You know what doesn't fucking suck, though, is VinceroWatches.com. D'Anthony, look at these guys. I tell you what. They sent us a couple of these beauties here, the new ones.
Mine's way over there.
Yeah. Look, we're going to give one away at the live show. So at September 12th, if you come out to Whiskey Tango Foxtrot for our live show in Austin, Texas, for the college football opener, we will give you one of these watches. Tell me it is not one of the finest watches in the land.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah.
I like them.
Great, great watch. So we're going to be giving it away. So whoever comes out to the live show on Saturday, September 12th, you're going to get a watch. We're going to start probably around the 1 p.m.-ish area, start raging then for that 7 p.m. game and do a live show there. Come on out. You get a free watch. We'll be there. I got a text from Derek White. Is Derek White coming to town?
Is he?
Might be. I'll call him out to the show, yeah. But that'd be fucking awesome, man. Look at that. Look at us. We're doing it. VinceroWatches.com is now giving you a deal of 30% off. They never do this. Is it the promo code Drinking Bros, or did they give us our own URL?
Hang on, I gotta look.
Like, we're real live boys living in the world. Real live boys living in the world.
I don't know.
VinceroWatches.com. Maybe /Drinking Bros. What do you think? Or is it the promo code Drinking Bros, D'Anthony?
I'm looking.
Yeah, you are.
Should have new copy by end of today.
Ah!
That was yesterday. Oh, boy. Let's see.
Type it in. VinceroWatches is going to get a lot of love from us now as we fuck up their read.
It's fine. People, yeah. It's actually better. We used to do.
in the biz, it's called a make good when we don't know. Maybe Giorgio, did you go to VenturaWatches.com?
Well, this is technically a bonus read right now.
Yeah, is it? Is it not? Who cares? Promo code, huh? Promo code Drinking Bros, 30% off. VincroWatches.com. The promo code Drinking Bros,
and it works 30% off. By the way, it works.
Put them up on screen, Giorgio. Can you do that? Do you have the ability to do that?
It works on all their products, by the way.
It does. Every watch there is.
Even the new ones.
That's
that are
all the shit.
They have a couple of new collections that just came out.
Yeah, look at that, Giorgio. What do you think?
They're all eligible.
It's hard to do on 100 milligrams of edibles, and I'm proud of you for you've been on it today. You have been on it today. Go to Vinci. Oh, there it is. What has he got? Pop it in, brother. 30% off of Vincero.
Yeah, it's Drinking Bros.
It is Drinking Bros. There it is. So we didn't get our own URL. We got a promo code.
Yeah.
Drinking Bros, 30% off at VinceroWatches.com. Let them know, dude. And we're going to give again, one of these watches away at the live show. And then you can tell everybody. You can wear it. So you can take a picture of it and put it up on Drinking Bros on the private Facebook group. And then tell us that we're wrong or that we can go fuck ourselves. But either way, I can tell you, you're not going to be able to do it. It's a great watch. Next up, do honeybees possess the cure for cancer? Researchers in Australia, maybe they are doing something right in Australia, published a study Tuesday that reveals that honeybee venom destroys multiple types of breast cancer, including a very hard to treat condition called triple negative.
Yeah, this is one of the... So Dr. Ciara Duffy, which is a pretty good name.
Yeah, unless you're married to Russell Wilson.
Now it's bad.
Sorry, that wrong Ciara.
I meant Duffy. Because of Steve Duffy, our buddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like the...
I go Patrick Duffy.
I don't actually know what his official title is, but he's one of the partnership managers for the Orlando Magic, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, he's not with the Vegas Golden Knights anymore, but the Vegas Golden Knights are lighting it the fuck up right now.
Goddamn right. I picked him to win.
Yeah.
Picked him to win Stanley Cup.
Anyway, so she says, this doctor, Ciara Duffy, says, honeybee venom destroys multiple types of breast cancer, even these hard-to-treat ones, and... apparently, the venom not only eradicates the cancer, it breaks up the cancer cell's ability to reproduce, right? So the chemical, the compound that comes from the venom is called melittin or something like that. Mm-hmm. M-E-L-I-T-T-I-N, if you want to look it up. M-E-L-I-T-T-I-N. And I say that because there's also a bunch of other uses for this stuff.
Yeah.
Which researchers say helps this natural remedy stop the disease with remarkable speed. So not only does it kill the cancer itself, it also stifles the cancer's ability to metastasize, which is always a problem, right?
Right.
If you can keep cancer localized, usually it's treatable, removable even in some cases, right? At any rate, she continued that the venom used was extremely potent and killed the cancer cells within 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Within 1 hour, and within 20 minutes, the cancer cells were not able to communicate anymore, right? So they weren't able to metastasize anymore after 20 minutes. And after 60 minutes, the cancer was dead completely.
So if you're out there, you should stick your tit in a
beehive.
In a beehive. And you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine at that point. That's what we're saying, right?
I don't think so, but maybe.
Maybe. You know?
This particular venom.
Try it out.
This particular venom also, according to them, does no damage at all to healthy cells.
Okay.
So... If this is real and it scales,
it'd be amazing.
It'll be probably the most important medical finding in the history of humanity, I would say.
I would tend to agree, and it feels like, you know, especially after this week, like cancer only takes like the best people.
Yeah.
The rest of these assholes just live forever. Like this fucking dude in California we were talking about.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman just lost his life to cancer. It'd be nice to have a cure for this.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man. Yeah, you're right. If this happens, I would say, yes, this would probably be the most important medical breakthrough in human history.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else would even compare with it. Look, I mean, when they were around, polio, yeah.
Polio, yeah.
Like curing polio was a big deal.
Dr. Jonas Salk will give you a shout out.
He made like $6,500 doing that, and it's worth about $4 billion.
Yep.
Anyways.
That was on his own volition, though.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah. He didn't think it was ethical to take money.
Correct.
which is interesting.
Talk to Big Pharma today.
Yeah.
Jonas, if he was alive.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody wants to go buy the website, onehourcancerremoval.com, you may want to jump on that now before it gets taken.
Right.
Because it's coming soon.
I hope so. I hope so. It'd be great. It'd be great. Germany confirms that Vladimir Putin critic was poisoned. Man, I've been reading this story about this Alexei guy here, and I've been following it. It's hard to know what's real and what's not out of Russia. He was, if you don't know this story, a political rival of horse enthusiast and I would say shirtless champion, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah,
he loves going shirtless.
He's one of the best shirtless champions of all time, I think.
Yeah, dude. He's not afraid to pull his shirt off in public and ride horses, do anything, man. He's a real man who's 5'6", and he is the richest man on earth.
It's not even close.
No, it's not even close.
Yeah.
He's been stealing money for years from the citizens.
I think one estimate I saw is he's worth about $700 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah. And he's been, look, this poison thing that just happened, he's been doing this for years or having this done to people for years.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
And, you know. Shit, man. I'm not shocked by this. Anybody who doesn't believe in this shit, you're fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's been poisoning people for years, and it's going to continue. Therefore, if you're running against Putin or speaking out against Putin, I would highly recommend maybe keeping that way down deep inside because you're going to get poisoned. And if you got to worry about your food and drink in this life, is it even worth living? I don't want to take a bite in my 6-inch from Subway, you know, my tuna. And I get black olives on it and say I'm crazy for that. I don't want to worry if poison's in that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, you know, you got to relax at some point.
I agree.
I guess. I don't really know.
I agree on that one. But Germany's saying they're confirming it. Look, if anybody's going to do it, it's Germany. They don't give a shit. They're always out there hanging brains in the wing when fucking telling people conspiracies and shit.
Yeah, they don't like... They don't like Russia very much, for sure.
No, they don't like Russia. And the other part about it is I'm surprised with Merkel in there that they do shit like this, you know?
What do you mean?
Such a gimp. She's a fucking gimp.
She's a male cuck, basically.
Yeah, I'm surprised that she lets anything cool come out where she's just like, don't say anything. We don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers.
No.
She's the ultimate Democrat. She's the Nancy Pelosi of Europe, in my opinion. Last but not least.
Wait, before we move on to the last but not least.
You got something else going on, Anthony?
Yeah. Have you noticed how many sex trafficking rings have gone down in the last month?
Yeah, why is that?
It's a good question. That's the question I was going to ask. Why is that? Now, you know.
It's not been reported. By the way, these reports of these rings getting broken up. Yeah. One was in Georgia. One was in Houston, I believe.
Houston, Ohio.
Ohio.
England, Australia.
I'm amped
Scotland.
That it's happening.
For sure.
But it's not receiving the press it deserves. And I have a weird fucking... If you want me to put on the tinfoil hat, I will. I'll do it. Epstein. Does any of this go back to the... Ghislaine arrests where it's just like, hey man, here's where the pinpoints of all these people are coming in and out of the country. Maybe I mean it seems weird to bring somebody down that powerful. She's been behind bars talking to feds, doing shit, I think. And then all of these fucking pedophile rings get broken up and these child sex trafficking rings, like I don't know. You know, we had, who do we have on the show? That's, the Navy SEAL that was on the show.
Sawman.
Yeah. Sawman. We had Sawman on the
Craig
show.
Sawyer, yeah.
And, you know, he named some of these hotspots where some of these rings have been broken up and all this shit. But why so many now? I don't know.
I guess there's a chance that it could be coincidence, but when it comes to,
it's been like five though.
Yeah. When it comes to law enforcement, shit like that. And the fact that it's not just localized, it's all over the U.S. plus globally.
Mm-hmm.
There's been two or three separate arrests of five or more people in Southeast Asia over the last month as well. Scotland, fucking England, Australia, and then all over the U.S.
Like yeah.
All different regions of the U.S. So it seems like they're getting intel from somewhere, right?
somewhere, and I just don't know where. And again, tinfoil hat wise, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, is Epstein and Ghislaine, if you will. But I'm not going to go full Alex Jones on you on that one, but it would make sense. I don't know how much she's talking or what's going on, and I'm surprised she's still alive, to be honest with you.
Yeah, same. But she is, and apparently she's talking.
Apparently.
Which is interesting.
Give her immunity to break all this shit up and expose everyone.
Yeah.
That's my vote.
For sure. And then as soon as she's done exposing everything, take her out back, tear up the immunity agreement in front of her, and shoot her in the fucking head.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
And then tell people she died from COVID.
I mean, they'd believe it. Daniel Pride case. Hold on.
Yes, some of the listeners are writing in on YouTube. By the way, if you're out there, subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on YouTube. Look up that case. And some people are saying, hey, man, we've got some other theories for you here on this one. Appreciate you not letting us hang out in the wind. Me personally, with the Ghislaine call, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing her name right, to be honest with you. I just like the fact that it could be Ghislaine because of how much sex she has had in this life. Either done to her or done on her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's been involved in some things.
Yeah. I would imagine. Because I think she fucked all those dudes, too.
Probably, yeah.
Like, I bet you she was in the room for most of that shit.
At least some of it.
The way she cozied up to Clinton and those guys in some of those pictures, I bet you she fucked Bill and all those guys.
I mean, look, it's weird if you're in a business situation and you start banging your business guests. But if everybody knows everybody's banging, I guess that probably... That whatever that block is out of the way, right?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Last but not least here, the NBA ratings have mysteriously fallen while the UFC ratings continue to rise. Man, the mystery behind this. I just can't put the pieces together here. Why do you think it is, Dan, that the NBA ratings have been god-awful?
I don't know.
Man, is it COVID? No, that can't be it because everybody's starving for content, especially live sports. Shit. Could it be the Black Lives Matter movement that is plastered on the courts, on the backs of jerseys, and then every single commercial break is filled with a commercial from Black Lives Matter?
Maybe.
That's where I'm going with that.
Let's go with what we know first. Here's what we know. Mm-hmm. So during the 2019 playoffs, the average NBA game received 2.39 million viewers, right? Now, typically, there's competition. There's baseball games going on right now.
Yeah.
And into September, they wouldn't be playing right now. They'd be playing several months prior, right?
Yeah.
But baseball season's going on. Hockey is in their playoffs as well. There's European football going on. There's all kinds of stuff going on then. So there's a lot more competition in sports than there is right now. In 2020, and there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Like nothing. Everybody's fucking shut in. So in 2020, that average number has fallen to 1.68 million per game. That's a 30% loss in viewers. Not all those show jugglers over at ESPN that tried to convince me that the NBA ratings weren't plummeting get fucked because you were wrong.
Well, here's the deal. ESPN televises half of the NBA playoffs, so does TNT. They don't have a choice to tell you that everything is okay. Also, they're worried about pissing the players off, to be honest with you. This bullshit with LeBron James saying, look, we'll only come back and play after their quick strike, is what you want to call it. I'm not even going to call it a protest. I'll call it a fucking strike because they all walked out of their goddamn games. We're gonna demand that the owners open up voting booths inside every single arena because we feel like we need to vote who's ever out of power. And it's like, all right, so cool, man. You want us to open up NBA arenas for voting polls, but only if they're voting for your candidates, is what you're saying. All of this is hypocritical bullshit to me. If you wanted to make a real goddamn stand, you would have quit. Jaylen Brown brought this up during that meeting with all of the NBA players after they sat out last week. And they said, we're not going to play and we're going to protest and sit out. In the NBA players meeting, Jaylen Brown from the Celtics said, great, LeBron, because LeBron wanted to quit. So the Lakers and the Clippers, they were all in agreement. Those two teams, they wanted to quit. or clits, either one. They maybe wanted to get some clit after they quit because they're stuck in an NBA bubble down there. But they said, we want to leave. We want to get out of here. And he said, look, man, if you're going to leave, don't go home and sit at Twitter and, you know, on your laptop and fucking bitch about the problems in the world. Go to your communities and actually affect change, and everyone will support you. Now, Jordan stepped in and was the voice of reason in this and said, if you guys leave, NBA fans are going to leave forever. The ratings are garbage. You've got to fucking pull out of this bullshit. And, you know, after the Last Dance doc aired, I think there's a newfound respect for Jordan for some of these younger players. They listened and they came back to play. However, Americans did not forget. We didn't forget the fucking shit you've pulled. Therefore, they're not watching. I'm included in that, Dan. I've stopped watching the NBA, man. I'm tired of the fucking shit.
I haven't watched a game since all this started, to be honest.
But I haven't either.
Like, part of it, I'm sure, is because, I don't know, my team's not in it, so it's not that.
But this is also why the ratings have been so shitty. Like, dude, we host a sports show. We love sports. We bet on all sports. Fuck, man. I've bet on these NBA games that I haven't even watched just because money. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, like, dude, it is hard to watch a game where there's a gigantic Black Lives Matter logo on the floor of an NBA game for the entire thing. Not because I don't support black people. It's simply for the fact of I don't want to watch anything political during sports, man. If I want to watch or hear or talk about politics, I will go to any of the fucking major media news outlets like MSNBC or fucking Fox or CNN or whatever it is. I don't want politics in my sports. Last week, watching college football, man, I didn't give a shit that it was two FCS teams. I watched the full game of Austin Peay versus Central Arkansas State because I knew there wasn't going to be anything fucking political going on. And sure enough, there wasn't. It was just college kids having fun, playing football, no politics involved in sports. And I think that's the reason why, obviously, UFC ratings are through the roof. They're not doing anything political in that.
No.
They're saying, hey, man, we play, we fight people to the death for a living. We're not going to put any politics in the goddamn octagon. We're not going to do any of that shit. Like, that's why you're paying money to watch UFC is because you want to escape from that and you want to be entertained. Whereas the NBA just doesn't fucking get it. Major League Baseball doesn't fucking get it. And I have a feeling the NFL bullshit we're going to see is going to drive people away from watching the NFL week one as well.
Yeah, that's probably true. I've got a different theory.
Okay.
I don't think it's, at this point, fair to say that the UFC is staying neutral. I guess on their broadcast they are, right? For sure. When people actually go to watch them, but mm-hmm. that organization hasn't because Dana White was on television just the other day at the Republican National Convention.
Speaking, yeah.
Telling people they're fucking idiots for not supporting first responders.
Right.
Right? But so, I'll give them I tried to give the NBA the benefit of the doubt that maybe it's the gameplay, maybe it's not that time of year because maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe it's the no, I thought for a while maybe it was the no fans thing. But the UFC is up. Their four preliminary cards are mm-hmm. up 30% this year over last. They're shitty quality, and I don't mean to denigrate any of the fucking fighters there. They're all, you know, professional fighters for sure. But the lower end of their product line is up 30%.
Right.
So your best product line and the best time of your year is down 30%. Now, that's a good juxtaposition, and it begs the question, why? Like I said, I held the position that I thought it was hard to watch the NBA without fans and all this other bullshit, but I think the NBA with this prattling on and actually doing nothing and refusing to take responsibility personally for things. And that's just not the NBA. That's the entire BLM movement, not the organization, but the movement. The movement of BLM has taken no responsibility for the fact that they have a runaway top-level organization that is a Marxist organization bent on overturning the way we do things in this country, and it's just not going to happen. If you don't take some responsibility for that, you're not going to make any progress. The NBA continues to do this stupid shit. The NBA and the NFL are fucking putting tape on themselves with the name of a fucking rapist on it.
Yeah, right? Drew Brees.
So on the other hand, Dana White is out there on the stump talking about how we need to support the people who fucking take care of us, which is, you know, it makes me think that the silent majority in this country has had enough. And it's not just affecting the way they vote anymore. It's affecting the way they entertain themselves even. Like, they're tired of this bullshit.
Yeah. I agree with that notion as well. I just think, me personally, because look, I did watch the NBA when it came back, and I watched some of the playoffs. The games have been great. It's not the quality of the sport. And you've got some young superstars who have been phenomenal, even with the Warriors out of the playoffs. I just think you can't watch politics in sports for fucking 2.5 hours jammed in your face, and the UFC doesn't have it. But I think it's both of those, to be honest with you, Dan. I think it's what you said and what I said, where you know, you have a president of an organization that supports first responders, fucking respects the community and respects the sport enough to say, hey man, you guys are paying good money. I'm not going to put my political beliefs in front of your fucking face, because Dana White's not there, you know, saying who to vote for inside the ring and all that shit. Whatever he does outside the ring, fine. But the NBA is blatantly doing that over and over and over again. And it's like, well, fuck you guys. And I think you're right. I think people are saying, all right, there's other ways and other sports that I could be entertained in. And right now, there's no better sport to own some stock in than the UFC, because it's just going to keep going up and up and up. Like, the biggest superstars have not fought either, like McGregor and those guys. No. Like, these aren't the big dude. Khabib still has not fought yet this year. So they're doing this without the biggest superstars in the sport. Wait till they come back. Holy shit. The ratings will be massive on that.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to continue going up. I mean, it's a very easy to consume style of content as well.
I love it. I love the UFC.
And they've got the best look. The NBA's got really good announcers. I don't like Chris Webber that much, but the rest of the guys they have.
He's okay. I don't think he deserves the heat that he gets just for being an excited fan, but it is what it is. You know, Steve Breen and those guys are pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And,
but it's. No, I don't think anybody compares to Rogan and
John Anik.
And John Anik.
Yeah. Look, John Anik, in my opinion, is the best in the biz in any sport.
Yeah,
dude.
He's the best announcer out there right now, for sure.
Now, college football, I got to go my boy Gus Johnson, but you know, he was my favorite too in the NCAA playoffs. God damn it, was he awesome in March Madness? But Fox bought him out of the deal. Now's the point in the show we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. Which, by the way, anyone can submit through drinkingbros.com. It gets emailed directly to us. We read them all live. We don't pre-select anyone. So whatever happens in these goddamn things. And also, if you're on drinkingbros.com, you can get some butter soft teas for $19.99 to support the show. We get a bunch of stuff there in the store, and we're going to put some more in there in the future very, very soon. This one is submitted by Justin Leonard from Iowa. Says he's been a Drinking Bro for 1 year, and he's nominating Justin Deutsch. Reason for the nomination, he says, is this is my brother-in-law who has served for over 15 years and is deploying again shortly. He got me into Drinking Bros and absolutely loves the show. I just wish him the best and hope he gets back home quick to drink some Busch Lights. Also, Dan, he says that Iowa is a state.
No.
Look, when I saw the voting for the Big Ten and it was three schools who wanted to play, and it was Ohio State, Nebraska, and Iowa, I've declared Iowa State. I'm with you on this. Appreciate the submission. And to Justin Deutsch, stay safe and come back to us, man. Appreciate the nomination here. Go to drinkingbros.com. So you can put your nomination in as well. D'Anthony, excited to be here in Austin. Excited that football is back, college football. No politics in that. And we'll be excited to do the live show September 12th at Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Join us for the live college football kickoff show. And we'd love to have you on the show. It'd be great. It'll be live on YouTube around the world. And we're working on getting it live on Facebook and Twitch and all that other shit. For D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good afternoon, everyone.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.